Hello, friends. So it is either March, June, September, or December. And with that being said, which you're probably like, why are you telling me this? I know what month it is. But those are the months that I get migraine shots. If you want more information about why or just my health journey in general, check out any of the Spoonie Life episodes, particularly, I believe, Spoonie Life Part 3 or 4 from Season 1 is where you'll get, I think, the most detailed, like, this is what I deal with, this is kind of what I do, etc. So, generally, I do batch recording, and what that means is I record a couple months in a row, and then I put out the content when I know that I'm going to be sicker. Obviously, with chronic health, you never quite know how you're going to feel from day to day, but I try to plan ahead. So just know that if there's any reference to time or time since a certain time happened or whatever, that is why it may be a little bit different, because we will be talking about when we're currently recording, how much time has passed since X, Y, and Z versus when the episode airs, that's how much time has passed, if that makes any sense. But anyways, let's dive into the episode. I hope you enjoy it. I know it's going to be a good one. Every single guest that I chat with and will be chatting with in the future is amazing, and I cannot wait for you guys to hear it. So let's dive in. Hello, hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Beautiful Legacy Podcast. I am your host, Abigail Gagnon, and today we have a special guest, Jackie, and we are going to be talking all about impacting people and some of her story and how we can impact people no matter whether we leave our home or not through, you know, Facebook technology, a phone call, and all of that. So I'm really excited for this conversation, and I'm so excited to have Jackie with us today. So can you tell us a little bit about yourself?
My name is Jackie Paredes. I have been in ministry for 8 years now, and I have ventured to many different ministry, I guess you could say, outlets, avenues, and so I see ministry in many different lights, and so I love this topic that we're going to talk about today, because I would like to share some of my personal experiences, and then today, where I mentally see, like, how ministry or evangelism can be so, it's on a bigger spectrum or broader spectrum now. I'll mention that later on when you ask those questions.
Awesome. So I know that you mentioned that you started your ministry 8 years ago. Can you tell us a little bit about, like, how that started initially and what exactly you do?
So initially, before I started ministry, I would say that Facebook had just been out a couple of years, maybe 3 years. So Facebook Live was not something that had yet been, I guess, ported into the Facebook app. But I will say this, that I had started to record videos before ministry, before even coming and giving my life back to Christ, you know. What I would say is that I didn't realize that when I was doing that, that God was preparing me for ministry and what that would look like in my future. So I say that to say that when I finally surrendered my life back to Christ, meaning I left behind the ways that are unlike Him and chose to follow Him, made a choice to pick up my cross and follow Jesus Christ. So with that being said, I realized that I started to work out, and I call it spiritual training. In that time, I started to record videos and to encourage, just to inspire and encourage people through my own personal journey. And so through that personal journey, I grew kind of, I guess you could say, I grew to the camera, grew to speaking, on that kind of platform, I guess you could say, not even realizing and knowing that Facebook Live and would be something that would become big, you know, all over the globe, really, and that people would use it as a platform for just many different, whatever they choose to use it as a platform, ministry or business or you name it. So I started there, and I didn't start Facebook Lives because there wasn't the Facebook Live, you know, option yet. So I started recording videos, and then one of my friends reached out to me and said, "Hey, Jackie, we see that, you know, you love the Lord, you love Jesus Christ, and we want to ask you to come serve with us." And so they had a ministry. I'm trying to think of the name. It was called Hope. I can't remember. I'm sorry, but it was years ago, and I'm 38 now. But so they had this ministry where they were feeding the homeless and homeless people. And so it was an outreach ministry, street ministry. And I am on fire for God. And I said, yeah, for sure, I'll come. So that's initially where ministry started for me, is I started in the outreaches, feeding the homeless, ministering to the homeless, going to orphanages here in my city in Lubbock, Texas. And we would cut hair for the children that were getting ready to go back to school. And so that's the beginning of ministry for me.
That is so awesome. And what are you doing now? I know that you do a lot of Facebook Lives, but is there other ways that you do ministry, like on social media?
Okay, on social media, yes. And so in order to tell this story, I have to give a little history as to what led to me being on social media, if I may.
Yeah, of course.
I can't remember the exact year, probably 2000, let's see, 18 or so, because that was 2 years in, 2016. So 2018 is when when I seen that we were able to go Facebook Live. Mind you, as vibrant and outgoing as I can be, when I got ready to start Facebook Lives, when I knew God was calling me to this avenue or outlet or ministry, I was so nervous. And I was, oh God, I'm so nervous. And but I started there, and I started sharing my testimony. I started sharing, you know, things that God had brought me out of, healing and forgiveness and just so many different things. And so from that, my testimony got out to people, and I was invited to a radio station here in my city, a local radio station called Walk by Faith Radio. And I was invited there by the radio host. And so she said, come share your story. And I said, okay, great. So I shared my testimony, a brief testimony that morning. And mind you, God had already been giving me this idea of a radio, you know, show. And I could see five of us women doing that. And I'm like, God, I don't know much about radio or you know, broadcasting, anything like that. And so, but I went by faith, and I stepped in there, shared my story. Some of the ladies that we were teaming up already to prepare to do this radio show, not even sure what that would look like. They went to the studio with me, to the Walk by Faith radio studio, and they supported. And I sat there, my heart's pounding, and I'm like, surely these people can see my heart jumping out of my chest right now, you know, just pounding out of my chest. But as we sat there, I told my story. Afterwards, the radio host was like, wow, you know, amazing. And I said, yes, these are the ladies that are with me. We're, you know, the Grace Talk. And, you know, God has given us this idea. And she said, well, I want to invite you all to come back every Wednesday just to do devotional with us. And I said, oh, okay, great. We can do that. And we were amazed by this opportunity that had been offered to us. And so then we did that for a few weeks. And then after doing that for a few weeks, they said, hey, we believe that you all deserve your own radio, segment show to have on Saturdays at 9:30 a.m. And I said, okay, it's only 30 minutes, but it was great. It was wonderful. And so I said, okay, well, great. And we were ecstatic, excited, so many things that were just happening so quickly. So we did that. And then we, eventually just, so we stayed there for about a year and a half, close to 2 years. So in the midst of that, I started doing live broadcasts on Facebook Live. And so it grew, the ministry grew, I grew in so many ways. So for anybody listening, if you're thinking about how to start your ministry or how to start anything that, requires recording or broadcasting, and you're like, I'm uncertain, just start, because you will learn along the way, believe me. And your courage will grow. So I hope you're encouraged by that. So started Facebook Lives, and it evolved from Facebook Lives to conferences. And the one thing that I learned, and this is now leading up to the question you asked me, one thing that I learned is I learned a lot about the minister that I was becoming, that God had created me to be. And it's not just one, I'm just this minister particularly, because I'm a lot of different things, make a lot of different content. And so, but in this season of my life, I was learning about the minister that I was becoming. And in learning that through the conferences and radio, I became more of a social bug, where I am now streaming on Facebook. We're doing some television, online TV as well, where churches, invited me record. We would pre-record, and then they would air the show on TV in just small towns around my city. And so that's where I began to grow. So now where I'm at today, all of that has led up to where now I do a lot of my streaming on Facebook, looking forward to podcasting. And thank you for your help. And so now also, I have recorded with other people who have podcasts as well. I've done radio ministry, now two radio stations here locally in my city that I've done. Now we birthed from that radio station, this last radio station that I served at for a short season, out of that birthed a ministry called Solid Rock Ministries, which is an online radio ministry that is growing tremendously in such a short amount of time. And so I'm learning that people gravitate towards having music and worship, but also having real testimony, and then also just bringing other people alongside me to come and share a word, whether they're a pastor, rather they just have a testimony, they just have a story to share with somebody that's relatable to the people out there. And so that's where I've seen the growth. And so that's where we're at today, as far as.
That is awesome. I love that. I feel like I can relate a lot to how like one thing can then turn into another, and then you have another thing that turns into another thing. And I feel like I have my hands in a lot of things as well. So that's super awesome. And with your podcast coming up, can you tell us a little bit about when you plan to have that release and what kind of format and like what your podcast is going to be about as a whole?
You are amazing. I love that. Thank you for asking, because yes, the pressure of launching is there particularly, but I am looking forward to, I'm going to say by the end of March, I'm going to say by the end of March, let's just say that. Okay. By faith, y'all. So by the end of March, and it's called The Real, and it's just really facing some, topics that are going to be challenging to discuss, but that are necessary concerning our world, concerning all things, the real, just keeping it real, and so I'm excited for that. There's so much planning going into this podcast as well. And with your help, thank you. I don't know if a lot of your listeners know how helpful you are to little people like me that need help with this realm of ministry, or so to speak, as far as what it would be concerning what I do ministry. So I'm excited to say that by the end of March, we will begin to launch the Real Real podcast.
That is so awesome. And are you planning on doing like weekly episodes? Are you going to just do solo episodes? Are you going to have guests? Do you have any idea, or is it still all in the works?
Well, a lot of it is in the works, but I have an idea as to what that'll look like. And so definitely I believe that the Real Real podcast is going to have so much adversity there. When I say that, I mean, we're going to have younger people, younger adults that have so much insight as to what this generation is talking about and what they're doing, kind of their mindset, where they're at. And then we have the older generation, you know, we're traditionally, I guess you could say, where they're at as far as spiritually and experiences. I am going to have people come on, just because I believe that I would like to share some solo personally, the word or testimony or just topics, right? And so, but I also believe, as I've connected to a lot of younger adults, and ask some of those difficult questions, I've learned so much as to what's really happening out there. What are the different cultures? Where even in the United States, where are people at, even in the United States? Like, where are their hearts? Where are their minds? And I've learned so much. And so I think that it's important to really bring the younger people on so that we can talk about real questions, you know, ask real questions, and then hear the mind and the hearts of where they're at, but also being able to connect with people as far as ministers and people who have testimonies, or people who even, here's another thing. I have a few people who have testimonies just as far as education. You know, I put myself through college and I had 5 kids, and my husband was in prison. And then as soon as he gets out of prison, I'm still having to continue another semester and a half of college, where his dad passes away. And now life has hit us in so many, you know, aspects and trials and tribulations, and how they persevere through that, endure first and foremost, and then to persevere. So I want to bring even testimonies like that, because I think that so many people think I'm limited to what I can do because of my circumstances. And I think that if people can bring real testimony as to, listen, I persevered. I, not only that, she graduated with a 4.0. She was invited and inducted into something. I have to ask her again. I have to write that in my notes. And, but she was offered so many great opportunities, being a mother of 5 children, a husband at one point who was in prison, then comes out of prison, and then they lose his dad, an unexpected death. And so it's like, man, what gave you the strength and the drive to finish, and not only finish, but finish strongly with a high GPA? So just different things like that. I know I expounded on that question, but
no, that's okay. No, I completely agree with you. I think that while I do enjoy solo episodes, and I have had people say that like different solo episodes have really impacted them, I think that it would, not to say that people that just do solo shows, that their podcasts are boring. I don't want people that have solo shows to think that I'm saying that. But I think that having other people brings more life to the podcast, and also can expand on like what is shared, because even if I talk to someone and I can relate to something that they've been through, they're going to come at it from a different perspective. Or even if I have multiple guests on that talk about similar topics, I think everyone brings a unique take to the table. And I think that my listeners and myself can get way more out of the podcast that way than if I'm just sitting and sharing my own perspective. Because, you know, while I would like to think that I'm a fairly open-minded person and like can see things from multiple different angles and sides, obviously I still only see life through the lens of myself, because I'm me, obviously. And so I think that having the guests be able to share their stories and speak on things sometimes that I can't relate to, so that my listeners can have someone that they can relate to and have somebody that they can be encouraged by. And even if I can just facilitate the conversation and give that person a space and a platform to share their story, then that is something that I would like to do versus just talking myself about my own life.
I think it's wonderful. You are a great CEO of your podcast and you're wonderful. I've listened to a couple of your podcasts and you keep it pretty interesting as a solo as well. And so I do want to compliment you on that. And for any solo podcaster out there, I think some people can get just super creative and with the ideas and topics to discuss and just to have some, you know, charismatic in there as well. And I think that it's just what the idea that you have to share. But I also agree as far as bringing people on, you know, brings more life to the podcast as well. So it's diverse. It's just whatever works. But, you know, I think they both can work well. So many people have so much to give. And so I just wanted to compliment you on that. I think that you do wonderful either way, because I've heard your podcast with a guest. And then I've heard your podcast solo, and they both are very interesting from the beginning to the end. And so I think that you are doing, again, a wonderful job. And so that I believe this is just going to encourage multiple people out there on just, well, I want to start, or maybe I'm not as good with being talking to people, and I'm great sharing, but that's fine, because there's a reach for everybody. There's some people that's like, I just want to listen to one person, or, you know, multiple people. Just depends. I just say do it.
I completely agree. And like I said, I don't want anyone listening that has a solo podcast to be like, oh my gosh, she thinks my show is boring. Because I don't. I think you're right. There are some people that, you know, have different topics. I just think for me personally, I feel like, not that I'd run out of things to say, but I definitely think that they're bring something different to the table. And I enjoy learning. And I feel like, well, yes, there are some times where I'll learn things from myself in a way. I think that I also want to be able to take away something and not just be talking about things that I've learned. I want to be able to learn and grow as well through the guests that I have on.
That is so important that you stated that way, that you enjoy learning and you relate. I mean, you know, you enjoy learning from others as well, because I relate to that as I keep myself as a student at all times as well. I think that it would be wonderful if more people could have that particular mindset. Not that we should all think the same, but be more so open to being a student or learning from others, because we grow. We can grow, and we can grow together. We can expand. We can expound. We can reach more when we keep when we are able to have that particular mindset as well, and are able to implement that kind of mindset as well. Because again, I am a student at all times, and I love that you are a student at all times and enjoy learning. Because I also think that a lot of creativity comes from learning from others. Like, oh, I could create this content, or this, I can create this podcast. And I say content because I've started doing TikTok. That's another thing that has been a little uncomfortable. So I'm TikToking some life experiences, my journey in weight loss, my journey in working out, my journey in cooking, you know, healthy meals and meal prepping. So not everything has to be like, okay, it's just one focal point. And it's like, no, it's diverse. You can put cooking, you can put workout, you can put life experiences, the art trail or the art gallery that we're going to go to this weekend. You know, just share your life with people, you know, as you feel led to. Not, I'm not saying put your entire life out there, but you can share your experiences. And I think that for me, I'm learning that it's okay to share my experiences with people, even through videography, as far as TikTok and short videos and short things, that people can see, oh, she's just not just this in this category of preacher girl, minister girl. Oh, she actually lives a life that she enjoys art. She enjoys, I went to the symphony this weekend, you know, oh, she enjoys. So it's like, yes, we can enjoy life and what it has to offer, but still staying in, you know, the window of, I am still a Christian, but Christians can still have fun. There you go.
I completely agree. I think that sometimes people, Christians, like either themselves or people looking at them, often think like, oh, well, they posted about, having a bonfire. That's not, about God. And I think that sometimes we get so afraid that like people are going to perceive us a certain way if we post too much about life. But I think those that aren't Christians or are new to their faith, I think that it's important for them to see that we also still live and we also still struggle and we also, can relate to them. And just because we have faith in Christ and just because we, enjoy reading the Bible and going to church and listening to worship music and like we can relate to people and meet them where they are, even if we are Christians.
Yeah, I guess one of the things that I want to mention with you saying that is we have certain limits and boundaries, but we are still a creator of an unlimited life that we want to live and experience. And so I think that if I was gonna I got together with one of my friends. I call him Jay. I say Jay Worship, but his name's Justin, and he's just an amazing worshiper, and I just love his attitude, his character, just who he is in general. He's phenomenal. He has a friend named Joy and Caleb, and so now we're all friends and connected. And so he has these big ideas of things that he wants to do. I mean, just has these different ideas, and and so that I come in like the creator, like behind the idea as far as like so he, I want to worship. I want to do this. And I said, well, I said, I think that's great. So I have a lot. I have an apartment. Sorry, I do have an apartment, and it is a loft. But I have an office that is the aesthetic in that office building is so amazing. And I said, Justin, I said, what we can create here. So two things. I'm getting to another point with this, but one first is this: is that I said, Justin, I said, I see us just getting together in a big old circle here, throwing some beanbags down, and just having a worship night. And he was like, man, that's a great idea. And I said, yeah. So then the apartment building I live in has a long hall. And so they're all worshipers. And I'm like, I see us just like gathered together, like a big, just bringing people from all over, and just gathering together in the center and just probably even recording something, but having a group of people here and just like being in the center of this building that is, I mean, it's the oldest, one of the oldest buildings in my city, but it's this 20-story building. I live on the 15th floor, but praise God. So, I said, we can do that. And so the other thing you mentioned, bonfire, and I thought, ah, look at that. Because I told Justin, I said, Justin, there's so much. We can get so creative here. I said, let's go have a bonfire. Let's go out, during the summer nights or fall, and let's have bonfires. Let's get together. It's about building community. I tell people all the time, I say, you have to change your mindset. You have got to change. You have to think outside the box. If you just box yourself in, you are limiting your potential, the potential of others, and the growth of community. I think that when we step outside of that little religious box that we've created, like you said, if somebody sees you at a bonfire or Jackie was at a symphony, was that godly music? Was it honoring God? I'm like, I don't know because I don't understand all of it, but I had a great time. It was a great experience. And so it's like if we get to go to a bonfire night, and yeah, we might roast marshmallows, put a hot dog on a stick, and there you go. But it's the experience that you're living together. And we probably went off topic a little bit here, I'm sure. But you also build community. You never know what grows from that. So I know this is off topic of as far as what we're saying, but it's okay.
No, I completely agree with you. I think that sometimes people get so afraid of like, oh, did I mention God enough when I was there? And I'm not saying don't mention God, or if someone asks, like, how are you doing? Not to say like, oh, God provided in this area, but I think that it doesn't have to be every other word. And like, you can still just live and share about your life and be like, this is really hard. I'm going through something, or I just want to relax and talk about the books that I'm reading. I think that there can be a balance without compromising our faith and our reach that we can have as Christians.
I love that you said that because I think that so many times I got caught up into this little religious scenario and quote that I felt like I had to say after everything that I did for God, as far as did I attend this conference? Did I serve here? Did I give this message today? Did I write this little booklet? So after doing all those things, like, oh, to God be the glory, all honor be him. And one day the Lord convicted me. Yeah, he could, right? God convicts about giving him glory. No, he said, listen, he said, let your life just be a living testament and testimony of who I am. And your life alone, the way you live it, Jackie, will give me honor and will give me glory. You don't have to say that statement after every post on Facebook, after every broadcast, after every recording. He said, that is overrated. He said, I simply look at how you live your life and I measure it as far as according to the way that you live it. And then I will see, did you give me the honor and glory? Did you glorify me with your life alone? I understand you went to a symphony. You wanted to experience something there, but I know that your heart and mind does not drift from me. It is there. And I thought, how liberating that this is, that our Abba Father, Father God says, hey, girl, you don't have to say you're pinning a statement, you know, to me after everything that you're doing. He said, I know your heart. He says, so you don't have to justify your faith after everything you do. You don't have to let people know you're giving God the honor. He said, I am the one that knows that you're giving forget what man says, because they're going to have their opinions about you either way. And I go, oh, thank you. And so I ran into some people and they say, well, honor, all honor and glory be to God. It's all his. And I go, I know. And he knows it too. So, yeah.
Yeah, I completely agree. I think, like I said, that there needs to be a balance, because I feel like we can't forget that we're also living and like not share those other pieces. Like, oh, I don't want to talk about this amazing food that I made, because how am I supposed to tie this into back into God? And it's like, you can talk about the food that you made that you really enjoyed and also talk about what you read in the Bible. Like, it doesn't have to be one or the other.
I'm glad you mentioned food, because right before we connected, I posted on Facebook and I said, I just feel like staying home today and writing the next 6 weeks of what I'm going to be doing, which is called Coming to Truth. And of course, this will already have aired and I'll be on week two of that. When this airs, I will be on week two. Let me correct that. So of my 6 weeks of Coming to Truth. But I thought about it and I said, you know, I just want to fix a hot cup of coffee. Normally I'd have tea or my greens, but I said, I just want to fix a hot cup of coffee, put some of my favorite creamer in there, and I want to make me a charcuterie board, right? I can't say that word, right? I never do. So listen to this. So I'm Hispanic, Latina, listen to this. So I said, oh, I have this wonderful idea. You may not laugh, and you don't have to laugh. So everybody, or well, not everybody, but a lot of people know that the Latina singer whose name is Shakira, right? So since I can't say that word, right, I said, I have this wonderful idea. Maybe it's not wonderful to everybody, but it's wonderful to me. I said, I'm going to make a Shakira board. And so I'm going to do a TikTok video about that. And I'm going to not only make it originally as it's supposed to be, but I think I'm going to put some Takis and some hot Cheetos on there and just give it a good old laugh for people, because it's creativity and having fun, and then implementing some kind of stuff that I like on there as well, you know, my culture. So now, whatever. I don't know. You said food and it took me back to that place. So I just thought, hey, I'm excited for this board.
Okay. Girl, you're making me hungry.
I'll send you some over, okay, FedEx, overnight.
I wish that was that simple.
Yes.
And so one thing that I forgot to mention when we were talking about your podcast was to the listeners, once her podcast is out, I will be putting a link once she gets it to me in the podcast Instagram. I'll be putting it in my stories and then I'll be putting it in the highlight. So there is a highlight on the podcast Instagram, beautiful_legacy, where you can find all the guest links for anyone that has like either a podcast, a website, a book, whatever it may be. So if you cannot find it for whatever reason or are having trouble, feel free to message me on that Instagram page and I can get you the link. But if you want to listen to our podcast, you can find the link there.
Wonderful.
And I know that we had talked about speaking on the ripple effect that our impact can make. So for you, what would you say about how can people make an impact even if they just touch one person?
I think that's a great question. You have so many great questions and I love that, because I have a story for every one of those questions. And so I love this. Never be discouraged by the one person that you can reach, and however you how creative you get with that. So I've reached, number one, I've reached people by just being a home caregiver for a season for them, and where I just love on them and serve them, and I am at their beck and call, truly, truly, truly. And, you know, and just to give them the love of Jesus through, you know, this three-dimensional experience as far as being present there. So I don't despise the one. I never do. As a matter of fact, when you just think about the one, you will never be concerned or discouraged about if I don't reach hundreds or thousands or hundreds of thousands. It's just always about the one. I think that's a great mindset to stay in. So here's a phenomenal testimony about the one person that was reached. So I learned this wisdom from one of the Grace Talk family members back in the day that was on the radio. She said, you know, Jackie, God told me that I was going to reach multitudes of people. And then here's wisdom. And then she said, but here was another thing that he showed me. I said, okay. And so she said, he showed me that I would reach one person, and that they would reach another person, and then that person would reach another person, and then they would reach 10, they would reach 100, they would reach 1,000. She says, so initially I'm planting those seeds of them reaching more people. So here's the thing, as they reach more people, I get to reach more people. So as you created this broadcast, this podcast, and you are the main one, you're reaching people, but then you bring more people on. And so then they're helping you reach more people, right? It is, we work better together. And so I love this because a pastor said this. He said, I went to preach, and when I made the altar call, one person came up. Look at the one person. He said, but little did I know the one person that was coming to the altar was Billy Graham. And so he reached Billy Graham's life, led him to Jesus Christ. Billy Graham himself reached multitudes of people all over the world, thousands and hundreds of thousands. He is known to be the greatest evangelist that ever lived, the modern day John the Baptist. And I thought, oh my God, that was mind boggling, because I thought, Lord, how awesome. He said, exactly. You never know that one person that you're reaching. So I'm glad you said that. Hope I answered your question. Did I answer your question? I'm a traveler. I get on a ship and I go wherever it sails, or a sailboat, and I'm sailing off.
Oh yes, I'm the exact same way. And no, I completely agree with what you were saying. I think sometimes, especially in the social media day and age that we live in, where we can see how many likes we get, how many comments we get, how many views we get, how many listens we get on a podcast episode, and I think, for example, with the podcast, if I were to, you know, pour my heart and soul into an episode, whether it be a solo episode or with someone, and it gets way less views than everything else, you know, it's so easy. It would be so easy. I've kind of not been getting into this mindset, but it would be so easy to be like, oh my goodness, you know, it's not reaching very many people. But who knows what those people that did listen, even if it was just one person, how much it could impact them. And then they, you know, can the maybe the changes that they make in their life, then that can impact their relationship with their spouse or their children or, you know, whoever it may be. And then that can translate into those people's lives. And I think sometimes we discredit it because we can't see it, because we can't see all of those people that person that we impacted is then impacting, and the people that they're impacting are impacting. And I think that no matter how big the ripple is, that we shouldn't discredit the fact that we could impact people all over the world, even if we just impacted one person in our living room.
I love that you mentioned that. And the one thing that comes to mind is this, like you said, we could, and some people do. And I've been on both sides of the fence. I've been where I've seen the numbers go up, and then I've seen the numbers go down. I've seen the amount of views, and then I see the least amount of views. And so at one point in life that happened to me, right before COVID had hit, and I was really growing on social media at this time. And I remember one time I went Facebook Live, and I thought, I got discouraged, and it really discouraged me. And it really, I don't want to, it just, it affected the message that I was bringing. It affected me and during the live broadcast. And I got off that, and as soon as I finished the broadcast, and I got off, and I remember thinking to myself, God, I never want to do this again. I never want you to ask me something like this again. I'm so discouraged. And I stayed off of social media for quite a while. When I got back on social media, he said, you know what I want you to do? And I said, what? He said, I want you to cover up that little red live button and then the numbers that it has right next to it. I want you to cover that up. He said, I don't want you to focus on that. He said, I want you to focus on the message. And I want you to focus on that this message is going to somebody. And I said, okay. He said, when you get off, don't even go replay the message. When you get off, don't even go look at the numbers. If you just focus on me, I will bring in the people. And I was like, wow. And it began to grow. And so I wanted to make this statement. I wanted to quote this statement saying, discouragement oftentimes can be, it's an assassination on success. Discouragement has an assignment, and it's to assassinate the success that we have up ahead. Anything that is worth growing will take time. Plants and flowers and things that grow in a field has its season, has its time. We sow and we plant the seed. We must water the seed. The sun has to come out to shine on it. Ultimately, it's a process of growth. But as we allow it to be watered and as we allow the sun to hit it, it will grow. And so anything that's going to grow and that's going to grow into and come to fruition, we have to allow its time of growth. We don't determine the time of growth. We don't determine, the outcome, but our duty is just to stay consistent and trust and believe that one day there's probably going to be this, just like a, what is it called? Those palm trees. There's going to be a palm tree effect. And all of a sudden, boom, it's just going to grow. Where did this palm tree come from? It had been growing for so many years. But before you know it, we become like those palm trees if we don't give up. So I hope that encourages somebody. Do not let discouragement assassinate your character, assassinate the faith that you have. Don't let it assassinate your success, because it's there. It's up ahead. It's just it's a work in progress. As that's a work in progress, we are a work in progress, and we are always growing into somebody better.
I completely agree. And I think no matter, there's always going to be a one listener, two listener, even if, it's so, for some people, it kind of seems like it happens overnight where they end up with thousands of listeners on every single episode. But no matter what, it still ticks up in, by the order that you count. So even if you can see those numbers at a lower level, that doesn't mean that the people that have the thousand numbers, they didn't also start out there, even if it started out faster, if that makes any sense. And I think that sometimes when we choose to, if I feel prompted to, go live about something or make a post about something or reach out to someone or do a podcast episode about whatever it is, I think sometimes that when God is asking us to do something, that sometimes just us listening and answering what he's asked us to do is all that's required. That may be the only thing that comes of it, but us being faithful and listening to what he wants, sometimes that's all that was meant for.
I love that you mentioned that, because I am a student at all times. So I'm always, we are students at all times, especially in the faith. Okay. We go through what we call the big old T-E-S-T test, the testing. And so being a student at all times, I have realized that there are moments and seasons that God just simply tests us, our faith, tests us, our obedience. And so not everything is like, oh, this is a trial, this is a tribulation. No. Sometimes it's just a test. But what I've learned in my little years of ministry and growth in Christ is this: I've learned, especially in this last season of my life, I've learned that when we simply are tested and we pass that test, that God has a better, a greater reward after that. A reward follows that. It's like, I tested and I got an A, or I got 100. There's a reward that follows that, right? Your grade, or, you know, it affects your GPA, whatever it may be. And so I've learned that not to look at everything as a trial or tribulation, but also to recognize, when is it just a test? When is God testing my obedience to do this assignment or to complete this task? And then once I complete it, he has rewarded. And I'm like, oh, that is super. Just like the radio thing. Come share your testimony. It was a test. And though my heart's beating out of my chest, and I'm like, I know they can see this, and I'm the only one who can feel it. But after that, we were invited to attend Wednesday's devotional. And so then after Wednesday devotional, like, hey, we think that you all deserve your own. So you see, it's just a level of growth and I would say evolving, so to speak. So, you know, opportunities coming. And so it's just like, take it step by step and pass the test. That's all. Pass the test.
I love that. That's too funny, because I was looking at the memories for my ministry page the other day, and I literally did a live and it was called, like, is it a test or is it a trial, or the other way around? And so I just think it's too funny that you mentioned that. And I think too, with that, sometimes that yes or yeses can sometimes just be a test. But I also think that, like, when we're talking about impact, that sometimes us saying no to whatever it is that we're being called to do or asked to do by a friend, like, that no can also make just as much of an impact. Like, if I had said no to starting the podcast, I wouldn't have impacted the people that I've reached through this. I wouldn't have had the conversations that I've been able to have. If I had said no to starting the ministry groups or inviting the people, like, the thousands of people all over the world that have been impacted by that, they wouldn't have been. And yeah, sure, could God have used something else and someone else to minister to them, but they wouldn't have been ministered maybe in the same way. And I know for a couple people have mentioned to me that, like, they would have committed suicide if they didn't have the people in their lives that they do through the ministry that they could reach out to. And, you know, who knows, maybe God would have, you know, had them have someone else be in their life, or maybe they would have met those people in a different way. But that's one thing that I try to think of when I'm questioning, like, oh, should I actually do this? Or is this the right time to do this? Or whatever it may be. Because, like I said, sometimes our no can make just as much of an impact and a difference as our yes can.
It's so good. I love how much wisdom that you have. And I can tell that you've had a lot of different experiences in life. And I love that wisdom. But I love how you said that, because it literally, that right there that you just said, hits so close to home, closer than anybody knows. And so I was thinking about this the past few days, and past couple of days, I was thinking about this endeavor that I am approaching, and another friend of mine is approaching. And one of the things I thought about, and I'm like, God, I don't know how this is, I can't see the bigger picture, you know, and sometimes we have to walk out those faith steps, right? And so the things that we're hoping for, but we cannot yet see. And so I thought, God, I don't know what you're doing here, but I'm trying to really understand. But it's almost like I feel like there's a no that's gravitating so closely. And I'm thinking, but I, why is that no kind of like, almost like a sense of rejection? I feel almost as if it's not the no that you feel, that it's the no that it's supposed to be. It's not supposed to be a no, but it feels like there's a no there, and I don't agree with it, but also there's a sense of this rejection or trust issue. So it hits closer to home what you're saying, because I thought, man, you said our no's can sometimes have an impact as well, and us saying no. And I thought, I don't know if this particular person realizes that if they say no, what kind of impact will that really have? So thank you for mentioning that. And because that also gives me so much clarity in moving forward as to, this decision is not mine. I can have an influence on it. I can be an encourager towards it or of it. However, it's still every individual person's decision to make for themselves.
Yes, absolutely. I think sometimes it can be so easy to see the bigger picture, even if other people can't. And I think that it can be so easy to feel like we need to push somebody. And yes, I know that, you know, sometimes that may be what that person may need, but I don't think it's always necessary or what God is wanting for us. Like, that's the Holy Spirit's job to convict them. And I think sometimes the most powerful thing that we can do is pray that God show them, whether it be through us or somebody else. And I know that my pastor was talking about that on Sunday, as well as I know you were talking about lighting up our path. And he was talking about how oftentimes when we pray for things that we just want God to like just shine a giant spotlight and show everything, show the dangers, show everything that, you know, may be in our path before we want to take that step forward. And that God doesn't often do that. He doesn't even often show us, you know, headlights where it will show feet away. But sometimes all it is just like a lamp to our feet, and all we can see is where we can step next. And that takes the most faith, but sometimes that's all God is asking of us. He's not asking us to wait until we can see all the angles that something could go wrong. And I definitely have been guilty of that in the past, where I'm just like, well, I want to know all the things. And I think part of it is I'm a planner, and I've also had a lot of trauma in my life. So I feel like sometimes I'm like, oh, well, I need to, you know, make sure that the other shoe doesn't drop. And I know, you know, where all the booby traps are. And I think that I'm learning more and more that it's sometimes okay just to say yes and just take that first step.
Oh, that is so good. And that's so great that you even share that personal insight as well, because I agree. And then there's my own personal conviction with your as you're explaining that, because I do believe that faith oftentimes is like that lamp to our feet, that you only see what's directly in front of you. And he only lights so much of the path, of the way, because some of us, like myself, can only do things a layer at a time or a step at a time, you know. And so I believe that it's convicting. Look, live on the podcast, conviction 101. We are real people. But, you know, it's conviction, because it's literally like, Jackie, take those steps of faith, even if the lamp is only shining on this, on the very next step you have to take. Then take the very next step after that one, a step at a time. And so I thank you for that, because that's great insight and wisdom that I'll take with me today.
Awesome. And you're very welcome. And with making a difference and impact, how would you say, with like focusing on making a difference, what would you say that having that be our main focus is wanting to make a difference? How can that keep us stuck?
I almost feel like I want to say, repeat the question again. let's see. Okay, you might have to repeat the question again, because we're real people here. Okay.
So like what we've talked before about, like how, you know, making a difference and having that ripple effect. And I know you mentioned covering up the live numbers and not looking at the numbers. So I think sometimes, at least in my experience, focusing so much on wanting to make a difference that it can sometimes hold me back, because I don't know what to do, or I'm afraid that like I'm not going to make enough of a difference, or I'm not making enough of a difference, so I want to stop doing whatever it is that he's called me to do. Okay. I don't know if that makes any more sense.
No, it, thank you. I was telling somebody yesterday, I said, listen, I am a visual learner. So I was like, okay, hold on, paint me a picture with this question. So I believe, just going back to what I mentioned, yes, about covering that up, but also I want to go back to where we both talked about the one person. I think that a lot of the success will come. You can have the goal, set goals. My goal is to eventually be at 100,000 people. Okay, 1,000 people. I don't know, 500 people. Whatever your goal is, because I am a goals girl. I'm sure you're a goals girl. You were talking about structure and how much you're a planner and all of those. And I haven't always been, I've always been fly by the seat of my, you know, kind of woman, girl. But I've adapted into a life of structure. And so I just wanted to say that to makes no sense. But with, to answer your question, I want to say this. That if we'll just focus on, again, that lamp and those steps ahead of us and don't get ahead of ourselves, but doesn't mean getting ahead of yourself does not mean that you don't think ahead, does not mean that you do not set great and amazing goals to accomplish and achieve. There was a Texas Tech professor that I cared for, and she was the one person that was the one assignment, the one-on-one, and the one that I served. And she said it like this. She says, I know what I want, and I know what it takes to get there. She says, so when I know what I want, I do everything that I have to do to get there. So what I would say to somebody today is know what you want, set the bigger goals, and start taking every step. And I'm preaching to myself right now. Take every step that it takes to get there. Do not look to the left. Do not look to the right. What is your left and right? The left and the right, this is what it is. Don't be discouraged. Don't listen to the voices. Don't listen to the negativity. Also, some things that can be on the left of you as well is do not listen to your thoughts that are going to bring doubt and discouragement. So do not look to the left or right, but have a focal point. Stay focused on your goal. Well, what if I don't reach the 100,000? The thing is you're working towards it. So here's the thing. You will always be productive. And where there's productivity, there will be success. As long as you're productive and consistent and encouraged and goal-oriented, you will never stop towards that goal. So here's the thing. Goals are meant to be met. So here's the thing. As long as that goal is written down and circled and says, I'm going to do this, I guarantee you this, you're going to reach it. So never lose sight of the goal of your aim, but also don't allow yourself to be so concerned with the goal and where you're going that you forget to walk in light of the path, step by step, of the direction you're moving towards. So that's what I would say.
I completely agree with all of that. And I know that sometimes, at least for me, and I've also had many conversations with people who have said the same thing, that they feel like they have to get to a place of being fully healed or moved past certain trauma in order to make a difference. And what would you say that your take on the importance of healing before we can make a difference or move forward into our calling?
Oh, such a great question. And as you're asking me this question, so many scenarios and things, even out of the Bible, starts coming to mind. And so I want to put this back on not that we ever left it, but I want to leave this on a biblical foundation, because that's going to be the best foundation that we can stand. So it's rock solid. Look at that. Right. And so what I would say is this, as far as success, and as far as that, what I would say, making a difference. What I would say is, I think about the story of Ruth and Naomi. Naomi's going back to the land. For those of you who are Bible, you know, scholars and love these stories, but I would say this, if you don't know the story, Naomi was bitter. She lost her husband, lost her children. Naomi was going back to the land. Her husband moved them out of the land that was given to them, to the people of God. And so she lost her husband, lost her children. She's left with two daughter-in-laws, and she's telling Ruth and Orpah. She says, you know, go back to your home. I have nothing. I'm going back to my land. I'm going back to where I've come from. And so she's sending them on their way. But then you have little Ruth, who's just so faithful and is just like, I'm not going back home. I'm not going back to that place that I've come from, right? And she says, I'm going with you, Naomi. Your people will be my people. Your land will be my land. Your God will be my God. Here's the thing. Ruth, whew, okay, here's the preacher part. Okay, I'm going to move through this quickly. So Ruth decides within herself and says, And this is little young Ruth, okay? Teenager Ruth. She says, I'm going to go where you're going, Naomi, and I'm going to follow you. In other words, she was telling Naomi, I'm going to be faithful to you. And so here's the thing. In Ruth's faithfulness to Naomi, she goes and follows her back to the land. She goes and labors and works in a field. And then she's recognized for her faithfulness to Naomi. From the people of that land that are the people of Naomi, they're Naomi's people, to the same God. And so she gains favor. And look what favor did for her. Look what loyalty helped Naomi to gain. I'm trying to move quickly. Look what Ruth's loyalty did for her and her life. Look at the benefit. Number one, it allowed her to gain favor. And favor allowed her to gain a husband. So now she's in a position of a wife. And not only that, she's in position of prosperity. So becoming a wife to Boaz, now she was able to inherit land. So where a foreigner came to a foreign country, to a foreign place, she now became a landowner there because of her faithfulness. So success. So here's what I would say is this. Be faithful. Be faithful in making a difference in that one person's life, because you never know. Just like Ruth and Naomi, she wanted to make a difference in Ruth wanted to make a difference in Naomi's life by just simply saying, I'm going to go work and labor just so we can have food. But in her faithfulness and her diligence and her integrity and her character of who Ruth was at that time, it earned her everything that she never dreamt it could earn her just by being faithful. So I would say stay committed in making a difference in one person's life, because just like Billy Graham and just like Naomi and Ruth, you never know who that one person is.
I love that. And what would you say some of the examples in your own life of ways that you've been able to make a difference, even if you've never left your house, like through either lives or the radio show? Like, are there any specific examples where people have come up to you or commented or messaged you after the fact of saying that you've impacted them, even though you didn't even have to leave your house to do it?
What a great question again that you asked. And I'm going to say yes to all of those things. I have had during COVID. We were stuck at home. Who could leave home? Churches were closed down. And God said, I want you every day. I was so sick. I was sick as a dog. And I was so sick. And God said, I lived alone in a 3-bedroom home, 2-bath. Okay. That was the size of my home. And I lived alone, being a single woman, never married. I had foreign exchange students that I was hosting at the time. They had to go back early. It was a mandate. They had to go back to their country because the world was in a shutdown. And so they left, and I was left with me, myself, and I, not even a dog or a cat. I wish I'd had one at that time. And so I didn't. So I said, God, what am I going to do? I felt the weight of depression. And I said, God, what am I going to do? He said, what you're going to do is go hook up those speakers, get your laptop going. You have Wi-Fi here. You're going to start worshiping. You're going to have like this DJ segment thing going on, and you're just going to encourage people. You're going to meet them right where they're at in their homes. And I reached so many people in that time because I would open the windows. And I know people probably thought I was crazy, and that's okay. We had drive-by communion, drive-by prayer. I'd open the windows and I would put worship on in the morning, and I'm sick as a dog. But little did I know, in the midst of me doing those things, they were touching people's lives. So people would message me, oh, this is a girl. Me and Jesus, but even he gave me this idea as to open up a phone line. So then I contacted my mom and my sister, and I said, listen, God has asked me to do something and I need some help here. I'm home alone. You know, it's literally the Home Alone girl, movie that you never seen. Okay. So I said, listen, I'm going to open, I need phone numbers. I need phone lines. And I said, I need people to call these lines. I said, okay, we're going to end it with a bang. So I said, listen, my mom says, okay. So I'm Facebook Live and I'm streaming and I'm worshiping and I'm playing songs for people and encouraging them. And it just changes the atmosphere all around, you know, Texas and just everywhere, Florida, you name it, everywhere. And we open the phone lines and my mom gets this one call, and it's this lady who's dealing with depression and homosexuality, just a lot of different things. And she said, and my mom said, she goes, oh, I thought that it was going to be Jackie. She said, well, she said, I understand you wanted to talk to Jackie, but this is the prayer line. She said, but it's not really Jackie you want to talk to. She says, it's Jesus. And so she said, it's who you want to meet here. And so she said, okay. And so my mom led her to Christ, led that woman to Christ over the phone. And little did I know that that same woman that gave her life to Christ, I would actually be counseling out of my home. And so when you say home, the first thing that came to mind was counseling for me. The next thing was what I just shared with you all about, you know, the story of being at home and COVID and how creative, you know, I got and what God helped me to, how he helped me to get creative. But the thing is I actually counseled a few people in my own personal home. So how I've reached people in my personal home has been through counseling.
I love that. That is so beautiful. I think that that kind of ties into the not waiting until we're healed to make a difference. And I think for those that may be listening that are also chronically ill, like myself, I think sometimes it can be discouraging to be like, well, I can't, you know, commit to going out and volunteering because, like, I don't know if I'm going to feel good every Tuesday. But I think that there are so many ways that, one, we can serve at home, and two, like, you don't necessarily have to, like, sign up to volunteer for something at home. Like, I volunteer for my church. I, you know, run a ministry. I have volunteer opportunities through the ministry that I run. But I think that sometimes ministering to people can just be sending someone a message every day, whether it be, you know, someone that just comes to mind or scrolling through Facebook. You know, there are so many people that post about, you know, that they're struggling, and just reaching out to them and being like, hey, I saw your status. Are you okay? I'm here if you want to talk. Do you want to hop on a phone call? Or whatever it may be, that it doesn't have to be this big complicated thing to make a difference. And you can make a difference from your home, whether you can't leave because of chronic illness, whether you can't leave because, you know, you have COVID or the flu, or if you're a stay-at-home mom, like, yes, you're ministering to those kids and you're ministering to your husband. But I think that there are so many ways that you can still minister through social media or through a podcast or whatever it is. And it doesn't have to be you go to the other side of the world to become a missionary, or you don't have to leave your home to make a difference.
I completely agree. And I want to leave this last thing to encourage somebody else, just because I believe that somebody's listening to this podcast, they're here for encouragement. And maybe it's because you're about to take a really big leap of faith in something. So I want to tell you, not only can you impact and encourage others, but you can start a business from home. And I want you to know that I'm having this creative idea right now and this vision, but I want you to be encouraged that you were led to this podcast for a reason. And I know that you're going to continue to be blessed as you listen to more podcasts here, but start your business. Even if you're only starting at home, do not despise the small beginnings. Here's the thing. You can ship out anything from your home. You know, everything's all on, how do you say it? Social media. It's so many media, TikTok, you name it, everything. Everything's happening from a platform of a video camera. Let's just put it there, okay? And so you can do business at home. You can do, just like, you know, Abigail said, this chronic illness and things that I believe God's going to heal her of. But here's the thing. She's taking off the limits. Like, God, even though I may not be able to go out, but I'm from home making such a big impact on people's lives. And so I would just say that do not despise your small beginnings, and do not despise the fact that you're going to work from home, because I think a lot of people are building some really, really, how would I want to say this? They're building some multi-million dollar businesses just from home. You know, they're reaching multitudes even from home. So that's just all I wanted to leave that.
Awesome. I love that. And what, one of the last things is my, what would you say that you are expecting God for, to do with your life at the moment?
Well, this podcast alone and our conversation alone has really amplified my faith, not only my faith, because faith without works is dead. So it has now put a fast forward on my footsteps. So I am going to fast forward into what I have been needing to do, and that's stepping into the business aspect. And here's the thing. I had asked this question to a dear friend this morning, and I said, should I keep my office or should I work from home? She says, I think that God is going to give you complete peace about that question you have. And those are really awesome friends. And they say, I can't give you every answer, but I know the one that can. And so with that being said, I also am launching in this time an apparel business, which I guess it could be heard for the first time here on your podcast. Here's the announcement. It's called KOK Apparel, King of Kings Apparel. And it won't all necessarily be faith-based. I will have some active wear in there as well. I guess it could be faith-based and encouraging quotes and things like that. And so I'm going to do that from home. And so it is a leap of faith. It is something there. So that is the endeavor that I talked about earlier.
I love that. When you launch that, you'll definitely have to get me the link so I can put it in the guest links highlight as well.
Okay, great. Wonderful. Thank you.
Of course. And as far as social media, where can people find you?
So you can find me my Facebook page. You can go follow me. I have a little bit of a reach, so I guess it's not really letting people add me as a friend. And if it does, I'll accept it. But go and follow my page as well. But I will also encourage you to go follow me on TikTok, because that is where I'm building a lot of a lot of my content is there. And it's going to be content for the apparel. It's going to be content for healthy eating and exercises and just encouragement. So if you want to be encouraged or you want to be inspired, you know, I'm completely transparent on there. And I'm really not big on Instagram, but I do have an Instagram. So my TikTok is just simply Jackie Paredes, P-A-R-E-D-E-Z, Jackie ending in I-E. So, and that's for my Facebook page as well.
Awesome. And with the podcast being called Beautiful Legacy, I like to ask all my guests, what kind of legacy do you want to leave and why?
I knew there was going to be a moment that it was going to be really sensitive. So I'll try not to cry, but I would say the beautiful legacy I want to leave is I want to leave a legacy of prosperity, of vision, a legacy of ministry. I want to leave that for my family, for my nieces and nephews. I want to leave definitely a legacy of business for them. I think that's important. Jesus, they get every day, you know, they call me, they know I've got to call my Aunt Jackie because she's the one that's going to tell me about Jesus or help me with this. So I think for me, ultimately, it's leaving the foundation, the legacy of a foundation in Christ Jesus, but also a legacy of prosperity in business.
I absolutely love that. And would you say that there are any ways that you are making that happen besides what we've already mentioned?
I have a personal relationship with all of my family. So I don't know if I'm answering the question correctly, but I literally just am building relationship with my family. I come from a very broken family, a household, but through Christ, I've learned to heal and heal through forgiveness. And I've learned to love and express love. And the expression of love is different now than growing up, is through hugs and through words of affirmation. And, you know, and so also I have pursued business endeavors in the past as well. So where I've allowed a lot of my family to come and work for me and I'm their boss, but I've taught them that I want you to learn a business. I want you to learn this thing. And so don't personally just look at it as, like, oh, she's my boss and this is family, but more so come to learn and to grow and take the experience and take the, what do I want to say? The word's not coming to mind on there, but, you know, take the experience with you and just let it be something that you add to your growth.
I absolutely love that. That's awesome. And would you mind closing us out in prayer?
Absolutely. Yes, I will. I'll close this out in prayer. Father, thank you, Lord, in the name of Jesus, for your son, Jesus, ultimately. Thank you for your mercy and grace that are made new every day for each and every one of us. Thank you for this beautiful podcast, Lord God. Thank you for Abigail, Lord. And I just ask that you heal her, God. Bless her, strengthen her, and also encourage her, empower her to do greater and to continue on in all that you have given her vision for, and also give her vision for those business ideas as well, God, for those things and creativity that's just so unique and who.
Hello, friends. So as you probably heard, the ending of that got interrupted. So Jackie ended up getting a phone call, and so it disconnected on her end before it disconnected on my end, but either way. I hope that you still really enjoyed this episode, even though it ended slightly odd. And that you took away something, whether you're a Christian or not, from what we had to share with you guys. And as always, you are loved, you are worth it, you are priceless, and I will talk to you all later.